It is time now for the Coast to Coast Close-Up. My name is Matt Ryan, joined on the phone right now by Marshall Potts. Marshall, thanks for your time. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Matt. How are you doing?
I'm well. Marshall, I want to ask you about your new song, Heaven or Home. I've been listening to this one. It's a great tune. Can you tell us a little bit about this one, kind of how it came to be written?
It came to be written through an experience I had. I call it my trip inside, you know, where I kind of wanted to reevaluate my life, figure out what went wrong and what's going well and how I could sort of rediscover my previous self, you know, the one that I showed up to the world with as a kid. And that's really what this song is all about. It's all about just going inside. I call it defragging your hard drive, just sort of like taking all the bad experiences you've had, analyzing them, letting it all go. And then within all of that experience, because I talk about the trip inside, it's also about wondering, okay, what's next? What's going to happen next? Where am I going to be? And it's that big question about life, you know, where are we all going with all of this?
I love it. And I love hearing how songs come to be. Again, joined right now by Marshall Potts. And what is the rest of this year kind of looking like for you? You playing some live shows, continuing to write? What's kind of 2022 and the rest of this year looking like for you?
Yeah, well, we're doing a show out in Burlington, Ontario on the 28th with a band called The Spoons. We're generating some funds for the Canadian Mental Health Organization.
Awesome.
There, working with Ted Michaels from Chorus. Mm-hmm. And then we're out to Quebec, where we're going to be playing our big show, bringing the Storm Tour there on October 22nd.
Very cool. I love it. Playing new songs live like this one. I don't know if you've played this one live, or at least if you've played it live often. But what is it like playing a new song for the first time in front of an audience? What are those emotions like for you? Nervous, super excited? What's it kind of like playing a brand new song for the first time live?
Yeah, it's a mix of all those things. You know, I think one of the things that musicians do is we take our nerves and we take our fear and we turn it into excitement. So it always ends up being exciting, yeah.
And is there ever, I don't know if this ever happens, do you ever, like, especially playing a new song, do you ever forget a lyric or two? Does that happen? Does it ever cross your mind? What's that like?
What, to forget it?
Yeah, like, have you ever, especially playing a new song for the first time, have you forgotten a lyric here or there?
Well, you know, if I do forget a lyric, and yeah, it's happened where I've had a pause, like, you know, how did this song even start? But in general, I don't, because as long as I'm in my emotional state that I was in when I wrote it, I can't forget it. It just comes.
I love it. Yeah, no, I love it. That's very cool. So the title Heaven or Home, is that a title you've kind of had in the archives for a little bit, or did that title kind of come as you were writing this one?
It just came as I was writing it. Like all my songs, I try not to think too much, and I try to do it in the moment. And I describe writing songs as just tuning into a radio station and going, oh, here's the song, and then listening for the melody, and then the lyrics come, and then I just put it down as fast as possible. And then I listen back and go, oh, cool, what's the name? Oh, here's the repeating thing. The name is Heaven or Home.
Yeah, you know? Very cool. No, I'm fascinated. I love kind of hearing how songs come to be and where titles kind of come from. The album, The Storm, why was that the perfect name of the album? Why did you choose The Storm as being the title of the album?
Well, I feel like we're all hit with a storm recently, and then the whole world is dealing with something that they have to, and personally we're all dealing with a bunch of things that, and a lot of past things seems to be coming up for a lot of people, and I think that it represents, you know, the whole idea that something bad can come, but there's always a silver lining in it. So the album is about the storm, and it's about overcoming those things in our lives and then realizing that, hey, we got a brighter future. And if we all pull together and don't fall victim to separation ideas, things like that, just realize we're all human beings. We all want the same thing. Let's all move in the same direction and in a positive manner. So it's the storm sounds really negative, but it's got a really happy sort of vibe to it.
I love it. Very cool. Marshall, thank you so much for taking the time to chat today. Loving the sound of the new tune. I'm sure we'll catch up down the road. Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, you're welcome, man. Thanks very much.